Case number 13069, Blue Strategy LLC, seeks variances from the front and side yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Section 115-82, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Harbison Road. The 911 address is 18473 Harbison Road in Milton. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 22. The applicant is seeking a 5.81-foot variance from the 20-foot side yard setback requirement, a 5.62-foot variance from the 20-foot side yard setback requirement, a 7.45-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement, and a 7.4-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing structure. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Mr. Davidson, oh, I'd say you've previously been sworn in, so we don't need to do that again, but your client's there. Sir, if you would swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth during these proceedings this evening.
Yes.
Okay, and if you would state your name again, and Mr. Davidson, you'll have to do the same.
William
for the record
Hall.
On this. Yeah, go
sorry.
Ahead.
20158 Sand Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Good evening. Again, for the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the applicant. It's Blue Strategy LLC. They are the owners of the property. With me tonight is Will and Christina. His wife is in the back there, Hall. They're the managing members of Blue Strategy LLC. They're also the owners of Straight Line Solutions LLC. Currently operating on the property. Straight Line Solutions, you know, they've been in business for about 15 years. They specialize in commercial parking lot striping, crack filling, and seal coating, and Department of Transportation striping, rumble strips, raised recessed pavement markers, and thermoplastic. So that's the project, that's the use that's on the currently on the site. So we're here tonight to present this application for a couple of variances here for the side yard setback and the front yard setback. 5.81-foot variance from the northerly side yard setback of 20 feet on the side lot adjoining the residential district per 115-82B. Table 1, it's Article 11, Paragraph 3. And then the 7.45-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback per 115-82B. Table 1, Article 11.7, for an existing building being converted from a residential storage to commercial use and storage on C1 general commercial lands. So this is this property, it was identified as tax map 23530, parcel 22. The property in size is approximately 1.13 acres. Again, the property is zoned C1 general commercial under the zoning code. So in the county code, the purpose of a C1 district is to provide for retail, shopping, personal services, and a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a community-wide area. Such uses are generally located along a major arterial way where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. So this particular property here that's highlighted on the screens here, was zoned commercial back on July 30th, 1991, approximately 34 years ago. The property is located on the east side of Harbison Road, which is also Delaware State Route 5. It's identified as a Delaware Major Collector Roadway under DLDOT's classifications for roadways in the state of Delaware. And it's approximately 1,200 feet north of US Route 9, Lewis-Georgetown. The Lewis-Georgetown Highway, which is a principal arterial, and this is considered the Harbison area. The property is bordered on the south side of this parcel, is also zoned C1, so the property, this particular property here, is also zoned C1 general commercial, and it's currently a business park, and it's the home to such uses as the Dewey Beach Brewing Company, Pizza Machine, Cape Flooring and others located within this business park. The property to the east of the property, which is on this side here, is the Meadows of Beaver Creek subdivision, which was approved back in October 17, 2007. It's zoned AR1 and is single-family detached subdivision. And the property to the north is a zoned AR1 and is occupied by a single-family resident right here. And this, so, and of course, and it is across the street, so it's on the west side here. There is another existing C1 zoned property, and it's an automotive parts service and storage yard, as best as I can tell from researching the counties and then going out there and checking out the site. It's, those are the uses for that piece of property there. So in April of 2022, so the Halls constructed this existing building that's located on this property back in February of 2019 for personal residential storage. And I do show a copy from the county's website up here, the building permit in which they pulled a 50 by 100 whole building that is currently on this property. So in April of 2022, they constructed a new pole building on their personal property on Sand Hill Road where they reside. And that's where they've taken them, and they've removed those items from this particular building and taken it to their personal residence. And they started using this, this property for commercial under the C1 zone category. So it's thinking that they met the requirements for both the residential and commercial use setbacks on the property, he thought he was safe with transitioning the property from residential storage to commercial storage use for his business, for the Straight Line Solutions. So when you look at the building setbacks under the C1 zoning, and I provided this over here on this exhibit here, within the C1 zoning code under 115.82b, the height and area bulk requirements, the minimum yard requirement shown in this table shows that for residential use, the front yard setback's 40 up against a state highway, 10-foot side yard, and a 10-foot rear yard property building setback. It mentions other, which is all commercial uses. It shows that it's a 60-foot front yard setback, a 5-foot side yard, and a 5-foot rear yard. What it then indicates that there's asterisks there that you have to go to the table. The table's at the end of the chapter. And in that table, it talks about, and it does state that, see the tables at the end. It's under note 3, it states that there shall be a side yard not less than 20 feet in width on the side of a lot adjoining a residential district. So on this side here, on this northerly side here, this needed to be 14 feet. I mean, I'm sorry, 20 feet. And the two distances here up front here is 14.19 feet, 14.38 feet on the side back here, on the side of that particular building there up against that residential piece of property. Then it states that on the front yard setback is the, that under table 7, that we have to take into account the future right-of-way dedication that DLDOT's going to want for a major collector roadway. Right now, the property line is set at a 60-foot right-of-way. Converting this into a commercial, using this for commercial use, and when he goes and pulls additional building permits for this property and land permits under the commercial zoning, DLDOT's going to require an additional 10-foot be dedicated along the frontage up here. And it states that under paragraph 7 under the table 1 and the zoning code, where it says on property fronting on highways designated by Delaware Department of Transportation as major and minor collectors, the setback shall be measured from a point not less than 40 feet from the center line of the right-of-way. So that's what we've indicated here, that we've indicated this line right here is 40 feet from the actual existing center line of Harbison Road. So currently, the building sits 60 plus feet, almost 62 feet off of the front right-of-way line. But when he goes and dedicates that 10 feet, transitioning into a commercial property and going and pulling additional permits in the future for this piece of property, He will actually be almost 7.5 feet shy of meeting that front yard requirement based on the new right-of-way dedicated by DelDOT. So what we thought was, is instead of Mr. Hall, Mr. and Mrs. Hall coming back to the board when they try to start pulling these permits as they convert it into the commercial property, we thought we'd ask for that front yard setback. Although it meets the current setback today as it sits, the right-of-way hasn't been dedicated, but it will be dedicated through additional permitting on the property. What I did here is I provide some pictures here of how the site is currently being used today and what the building looks like. So the application for these variances preserves and enhances the aesthetic and visual character of land uses contiguous and along this corridor of Harbison Road. The visual character of the building facing Harbison Road blends in with the character of the residential property next door with its architectural features and colors of the building. The frontage of both buildings are also in line with each other, and possibly the building on this parcel is set back just a few feet. So you can see that here, that here's the house, existing dwelling next door, and that the building here, these buildings are in line. But as you can see in this picture up here, how the colors kind of coordinate with each other, and it kind of blends in with each other. So it's not sticking out. So they kind of being that close to, you know, closer to the property line than the 20 feet, it kind of mixes well and with the existing dwelling next door. So the adjacent residential property on the north has a planted vegetated buffer. You can see they've planted this vegetated buffer along this portion of their property line to act as a vegetated screening from this property here. So the adjacent neighbor has gone ahead and done that. Mr. Hall has spoken with his neighbor and given them his phone number so that they could call him if there's anything that he was ever doing on this particular property that was offensive to them, that they would be able to call Mr. Hall and he would be able to come take care of that particular situation at that time. But what Mr. and Mrs. Hall has proposed, though, they proposed in placing a solid privacy fence along this portion from the front yard setback, because as the county code talks, that 6 foot high privacy fence has to stop at the front building restriction line. Anything lower than that has to go down to, I believe it's 42 inches, if my memory serves me right in the code. So what we're proposing is a solid privacy fence from this location here, from the front here all the way back to his back property line back here along that. So he's proposing to do that as part of being able to screen his commercial activities from the residential neighboring property. So along the back against the Beaver Creek subdivision, since their application was after the C1 zoning of the property, they planted a pretty heavy vegetation along the back here that screens from these houses here. So there is a buffer on the, if you look on the subdivision plan here that I show here, you can see that this is the C1 property that we're talking about right here. And there is a substantial distance here between the backs of the lots. And they have this buffer that runs along here that connects into the existing woods. So as you can see here, there's a pretty substantial buffer. But the Halls are also willing to place a 6 foot, although we're not asking for the variance from the rear yard setback because we are greater than 77 feet from the back as you go on the perpendicular of that back property line. Going back to the, you can see how the property here comes at a great angle here, but his closest angle here at a perpendicular is approximately about 77.77 feet away from the property line, but he is willing to also place a solid privacy fence along the rear property line here to also act as that visual screening for the commercial use. So the variances we seek this evening complies as nearly as possible in every respect with the spirit, intent, and purpose of the codes. And so forth, the following criteria for a variance has been met. So the uniqueness of the property. The property is unique given its zoning classification of C1 general commercial, having permitted uses of both residential and commercial, creating an exceptional practical difficulty given the conflicts within the existing regulations to ensure compatibility of the existing uses on the property with the surrounding properties. So both, you're allowed to do, under the C1 zoning code, anything under the AR1 code you're allowed to do, anything under the B1 code, and of course, there's permitted uses under the C1 code that's being allowed. In the beginning, when this was built, it was gonna be for personal storage, residential, so they actually, they exceeded the residential setback of 10 feet and sat it to that 14 feet away from the property line, but because it's now being converted over to the C1, which is what the zoning is for the property, it has to be 20 feet from any residential property on the side yard setback, so that's why we're asking for that variance. Cannot otherwise be developed. Without the setback variances, the existing building cannot be used without major structural modifications for business activities as designed by the zoning laws. Not created by the applicant. The applicant purchased the property with the C1 zoning classification and constructed the storage building for personal storage prior to constructing another storage building at their personal residence, and therefore intends to use the property for permitted uses allowed under the current C1 zoning district. When converting the use of the property from residential to commercial, DelDOT will require the applicant to dedicate an additional 10 feet to meet the current highway functional classification of the road. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The purpose of the existing building will remain the same and used for storage. The character of the neighborhood is both residential and commercial, and that's as I explained through my beginning of my presentation, the other commercial activities through which are across the street and then on the opposite side of this particular parcel. So side yard screening and general landscaping from the adjacent property can be added to ensure that the use of the building will not impair the essential character and appropriate use of the adjacent property. And number five, that the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will relieve, that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulations in issue. So the variance requested is for the existing building only and is the minimum variance based on the surveys performed and as we submitted for the record. And any new buildings will meet the minimum code required setbacks. So at this time, the application presented for your consideration this evening encourages a positive visual experience of development of lands along Harbison Road corridor and provides for safe separation of the building from the adjacent residential property. And it does not otherwise impair the public health, safety, comfort, morals, or general welfare, create a nuisance, diminish, or impair property values within the neighborhood. With that, that's my presentation. And with the materials that we've submitted on the record, we're here to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions?
Are there any? I see two doors heading out towards Harbison Road. Are there any steps coming out of those doors?
No, it could come out to a concrete pad there, but those were put in there for emergency exits coming out to the front. All the activity happens from this side of the building here. So there's a larger concrete pad along here to accept the commercial activity coming in through the back.
So this is currently running as a business out of this, or is, I see trucks in a lot of these pictures. It's currently
Mr. Hall's, yes, his striping business right now. He currently has his vehicles parked back there, yes.
Thank you.
Is there any plans to do anything with the front portion of the property where it's sodded right now?
Most likely stormwater management, because there's also part of the code that talks about we can't park within the front yard setback without planning and zoning, without asking for a waiver from the Planning and Zoning Commission. So at this time, everything will happen in the back there, and we will need a place for stormwater management in the future. So the front yard, there is central water and central sewer out there. Artesian does provide for both of those. So stormwater will be needed out front.
So when was this building built?
In 2019.
So
So he's operating in his house now, correct?
While he was...
Or is he in both places?
He's in both places right now. His office is in his house, but his business is actually activities out of here. And just for the record, I mean, I am working on an application for him right now to annex a larger piece of property into the town of Georgetown, where he is going to centrally locate his entire business on this particular piece of property once we annex it into the town. It's out on the highway on 113. It's the old radio station. So I am working on that application, currently getting ready to submit that to the town of Georgetown, and that's where he's going to, along with other uses that he proposes there, his main business will be moved from there. But as you can tell, in his striping business, you know, he has several trucks, and he does a lot of work with DelDOT and does a lot of DelDOT type of striping. So having areas throughout the county to be able to park his trucks, that way they're not having to move up and down the roadway, is essential for the type of business that he does.
So if his business leaves this location, what would go there next? I guess we have no way of telling.
I think he would end up whatever is under the permitted uses for C1, but nothing. I mean, again, we're only a little over an acre. DelDOT's getting ready to take 10 feet. The uses aren't going to be very strong here. So he may just lease it back out to maybe storage, which is, you can see the building was built, and it's built for the storage use within the commercial zoning.
We reached out to the neighbor. Did you hear anything back at all from the neighbors?
No, he did. He has been talking with his neighbor on this side here, and that's what I said. He gave those neighbors his phone number so that if they didn't like something happening that was going on there, they could call him and he would be able to come take care of that right away. So they do have his phone number to be able to notify him.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
Just looking through you mentioned the 6-foot privacy fence. Is that mentioned in the application? I don't see it.
It's mentioned in my presentation. It's something that when working with the Halls on this and before presenting this evening, we talked about, you know, this screening, this visual screening,
sure,
to protect the properties from each other. So it's more of, you know, it's not only a protection, a visual barrier for the residential neighborhoods behind them and on the north side, but it's also a protection for Mr. and Mrs. Hall to keep people from meandering over across boundary lines, which tends to happen from time to time. So, yes, so what we're proffering is to place that start the 6-foot here, come
yep.
all the way up and come all the way down and stop it at this stop it here at the back of the property here as it touches the next commercial property over.
I was just thinking how the building's constructed and in the nature of the business. I'm sure it's early mornings and can be later in the evening when trucks return and sort of swinging around with headlights and think it would be a good idea.
That was our thought while we put the building on that side, so trucks weren't coming on their side. You know what I mean? I could have
sure.
said on the other side, I'd have been fine, but
yep.
obviously my measuring tape was off. But that was our concept, to keep all the trucks going in and out on the commercial side of the property and not,
right.
I try to be a good neighbor.
Yep.
So that, please sit up there. So this was thought to be like this all along. This was not a storage. You were trying to run a business out of this the whole time.
Our original plan, and that was to put a house out back there. And that we grew a lot faster as a company than I ever thought we were going to grow. And we decided, we ended up buying a farm, and we moved everything to there.
Thank you.
Anything else? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13069 in Blue Strategy LLC and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13069 Blue Strategy LLC for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. I think the property does have unique physical conditions with the size. I don't think the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. I would like to make part of the request is it does include the 6-foot privacy fence.
Second that.
Motion and a second. Dr. Person?
Voting aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Thank you.